The name of the parak is Get Pashut. The Rashbam, right in the beginning of the parak, and Tosfos, right in the beginning of the parak. It's the first Rashbam and it's the first Tosfos. They both say the same thing. They both say, V'chol shtoros kruyin get. All shtoros are called a get. In other words, even though we're learning a parak called Get Pashut, don't think that the topic of this parak is going to be Masechtas Gittin. Don't think it's going to be Get Isha. Because really, the word get doesn't mean get isha. The word get means shtar. A get isha is a shtar that relates to ishas. It's a bill of divorce. But the word get itself doesn't mean sefer krisus. The word get simply means a shtar. In fact, Tosfos goes weiter, and Tosfos says that if you think about it, it would probably have made more sense for this perek to actually be in Masechtas Gittin, right? The name of Masechtas Gittin is Gittin, and the name of this Perek is Get Pashut. So Tosfos says it certainly sounds reasonable that Perek Get Pashut should have been in Masechtas Gittin. Tosfos counters that with another observation. Tosfos says there's one Perek in Masechtas Gittin that if you would have asked me, I would have thought should have been in Seder Nezikin, maybe even in Bava Basra, and that is Perek HaNezokin. So Tosfos makes a high-level observation. This is Tosfos. Tosfos says, first place on the Yomud, that it sounds like Get Pashut probably should have been a Masechtas Gittin, right? Gittin, L'gzeir Shavu. And it sounds like Perek HaNezokin should have been in Seder HaNezokin. What's the question, right? Perek HaNezokin in Seder Nezikin. Why is it in Seder Noshim? So Tosfos says that the reason is because everything is with a cheshbon. Meaning, we just finished learning Perek Mishameis, and Perek Mishameis dealt with all these shtaris. Guys are giving away all their nechassim on their deathbed, and they're all having incredible, miraculous refuahs. But we dealt so much with shtaris. So we just dealt with a whole bunch of different shtaris. But derech agav, noch haperek vegan shtaris. Perek HaNezokin starts off talking about different takonas that Chazal made mipnei tikkun ha'olam, which was behemshech to the beginning of Perek HaSholeach, where Chazal made a big takon in bittel shlichus mipnei tikkun ha'olam. So it was also with a cheshbon, but the ha'or is very geschmack. That Perek Get Poshut is Masechtas Bava Basra, says Tosfos, I would have thought it would be in Masechtas Gittin, and Perek HaNezokin is in Masechtas Gittin, I would have thought it would have been somewhere in Seder Nezikin. But the bottom line is, the Rashbam and Tosfos both say that Get Poshut does not mean Masechtas Gittin. It doesn't mean a Get Isha, but rather what it means is Shtar, because Kol Shtarois Kruyin Get. The truth is that Tosfos, right in the beginning of Masechtas Gittin, says the same thing. The first Tosfos of Masechtas Gittin. Masechtas Gittin begins, HaMevi Get Mi Medina Sayom Tzorech Sheyoymer Befonai Nechtav Ubefonai Nechtam. Tosfos says, Afal Gavdu L'Shar Shtoris Pa'amim Nami Kari Get HaMevi Get. Clearly, the topic of the first Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, the topic of the entire Masechtas Gittin, deals with Get Isha. But the word get doesn't mean get isha. The word get can mean shtar shtaris. So says Tosfos, even though shtar shtaris you find sometimes is called get, but at the same time, mikol makom lehutzrech lefarish can get isha. But at the same time, the mission in the beginning of Masechtas Gittin did not have to say meforish get isha. Mishun de beroiv mekoymois hecha diktoni get stam, I will be get isha. The reason is because most times where it says the word get stam, what it means is get isha. So being that most times the word get means get isha, so I may be get, you don't have to be mefarish get isha. So it's true that shar shtoroys are kruyin get, but you have a Tosfos in getting that base of an aleph where Tosfos says that at the very least, roiv mekaymus, it is going to be called get isha. And then Tosfos brings from Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said, umashenoigim lichtov yud beis shurois beget, that the reason a get isha is made up of 12 lines, so the minig Yisrael is that a get isha has yud beis shurois. It's 12 lines. And the reason is, mishum de get gematria yud beis. It's because the word get is Gimel Tes, which has the gematria of 12. So Keneged, the gematria of Get, it's for that reason that there are Yud Beis Shtaris. So we mentioned this in Gittin Daf Beis, the Im Beis Medrash B'Loi Chiddush, it's Yodua, B'Shem de Vilna Goyen, that the Vilna Goyen said that the reason we refer to a bill of divorce as a Get, so it's based on the fact, said the Goyen, that if you go through Tanakh, you're going to find that the letter Gimel and the letter Tes never come together. And being that the Yisoid of a Get Isha is, it's divorce, two people that were supposed to be together are suddenly being separated. So the word that we use to symbolize this inyan is Get, These are two letters that you never find together. Because Gerishin is Pirud, and Elocha Pirud Gedoyla mi Gimel Tes, because you're never going to find anywhere that the Ois Gimel and the Ois Tes are going to come together. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in his Time of the Krah, this is in Parshas Kisetze, so he brings this Inyan that's brought down in the name of the Vilna Gaon, and he says, V'tzorachi, says a pal. The Gaon said that the reason that we refer to a get isha as a get is because Gimel and Tes never come together. Fake Reb Chaim, the Gam Oisius, I'll find you other Oisius in Tanakh, this is classic Reb Chaim, that also never come together. Gimel Kuf, Zion Tes, Zion and the Tzaddik, Zion Samach, Samach and the Tzaddik, Loi Matzasi Smuchim B'Psukim. I never found these Oisius to come together. And he says, being that I never found these Oisius to come together, so he says, I don't understand the Gaon. The Gaon says the reason it's Gimel Tes, it's because they never come together. That would be geschmack if these are the only two Oisius that never came together. But Reb Chaim said, I found other Oisius that don't come together. So if that's the case, mecha tesis, this is the reason. So Reb Chaim said like this, V'yesh loymar, the get to a rishon she'en oisamach. Could be get is the first of the two that don't come together. Meaning, Gimel is the first Ois that has another Ois that it doesn't come together with. Now, Reb Chaim said Gimel Kuf, but Gimel Tes comes before Kuf. So basically, our Rishon, this would be the first one. Gam, says Reb Chaim, Fima Shehetik Divrei Hagra B'Sefer Divrei Aliyah Masechtes Gittin Asi Shaper. He says, if you take a look at the Sefer Divrei Aliyah, in the beginning of Masechtes Gittin, there they bring this word from the Goyin in a very unique Nusach, and if you look at the Nusach that they bring it there, then Asi Shaper, then it's going to be good. So what's the Nusach that Reb Chaim was referring to that's brought down in the Sefer Divrei Aliyah? So over there the Nusach is as follows. Shamati kemedumali b'shem agrozal hatam lama bacharu beget she'en loy bir b'shum makim yoimru, what it could have said was chad oy zayin hey oy yud beis she'em ganke misprezeh. You hear the Lashon? The Goyen asked that Rabbeinu Tam said that the reason there's Yud Beis Shurais in the Get, it's related to the gematria of Get. So the Goyim was bothered that if that's the case, it sounds like what Rabbeinu Tam is saying is that we're using a word that's going to be Oilo Yud Beis. It's going to have the gematria of Yud Beis. So if that's the case, then just say Yud Beis, or say Zayin Hey Zeh, which also has that gematria. Ach, mishum she'en b'loshan ha'koydeh shum teva, she'tiyenu shtei oisiyas elu ritzufas b'toyro, la'harois kinesparid hazug, k'moy she'nema v'kosel av sefer krisis. On that, the Goyin said that there's an extra remez over here. The remez is that the Gimel and Tes never come together, which is pirut, which is exactly what's happening right now, and that's why we use the Gimel Tes. In other words, the Goyin was being moistened from Rabbeinu Tam. That Rabbeinu Tam said that we're trying to get a word that has the gematria of Yud Beis. The question is, why is it this word? There's other words that are Oilo Yud Beis. The answer to that is because Rem is Yesh Bedavar. So the Goyin's not giving an independent reason. Independent reason, two Oisis that never come together. So Reb Chaim is saying, good. Reb Chaim is saying, I don't know, this Gak, Zat, Zetz, Zas, Setz. Right? You have all these other letters that also never come together. The Teretz is the Goyin was being Moisef Rabbeinu Tam. He was asking on Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam said, it's Alts Yud Beis. Fake the Goyin, I have other words that are Oilo Yud Beis. The Teretz is, but it's interesting because Pashat, the way you learn Rabbeinu Tam, is that it went the other way, right? It's a chicken and the egg. Now, Mal, you learn that the word to describe divorce is a get. Get is oilo yud beis. So, in Melu, we have yud beis shurois. But from the Goyin, it's mash, we understood just the opposite. That really, we're trying to come to yud beis. Because a get is supposed to have yud beis shurois. Azoy idas. And because a get is supposed to have yud beis shurois, that's why we refer to the document as a get. Because get is oilo yud beis, and you have the remes of yud beis. Of them, freak the guy and use another word. The teretz is because there's an extra remes bedover. But really, in this nusach of the Goyin, it's not only a shinui in the Havana of the Gra, it's a shinui in the Havana of Rabbeinu Tam. Because normal you learn that the Yud Beis Shureis is machmas the word get. It's just the opposite. The word get in this understanding of the Gra, in the way Rabbeinu Tam is explaining, is really based on the fact that you're supposed to have Yud Beis Shureis. It's not Yud Beis Shureis because of the word get, but rather it's get because of Yud Beis Shureis. Just while we're on the topic, just mention one other ha'ara, and that is in the Chumash HaGra. So they bring here on the bottom, Oid Matzanu Shemivim B'Shem Agra. Just kedai to mention this. The Sefer Zeh Koyrim B'Shem Get. A Sefer Krisos is referred to as a Get. This is B'Shem the Goyin. Classic. Mishum, the Gimel Dvarim Chayev Ha'ish Lasseis L'Ishtoi. A husband, a man, has to provide his wife with three things. K'mayt Shekasav V'Pashas Mishpatim. She'era, kesusa va'oinas, sher kesus va'oinah. Right? Those, generally speaking, are the three chiyuvim that every married man has towards his wife. V'test dvarim chayeves ha'isha labayla. And there are nine things that a woman has to give her husband. Kedetnam b'ksubis nun tes amibes. It's a mishnah mesachtes ksubis daf nun tes. Mishnah says as follows. V'elu melachos sh'isha isha labayla. These are the melachos that a woman has to do for her husband. Toichenes va'oifa. Umichabesesh, that's the laundry. Mivasheles, that's four. Umanikes bina is five. Matzasle amita, she has to prepare the bed, that's six. Va'oise b'tzemer, and she has to weave and sew, do different melachas with tzemer. The Gemara in Daf Samach Aleph Amid Aleph in Masechtas Ksuba says that in addition to the seven things that I mentioned in the Mishnah, there's two other things she has to do. Mezeges loikois, she has to do mizugah kois, right? Prepare the wine. Umachetzes loipana yadav eraglov. Additionally, she has to bathe him panav yadav eraglov. So said the Goyin, a man has to provide three things to his wife, a woman has to provide nine things to her husband. That's the remez of get. That the gimel test, the three things that the man is supposed to provide, and the nine things that the woman is supposed to provide is being severed. There's no gimel, there's no test, and that's what's happening right now with this maisa gerushin, and that said the goyin is merumes in the word get, very much veruyin advarim l'misha amram.